Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henrich for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lindell. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts towards third. Sternweiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels is walked intentionally. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0 for 1 in the game. Chandler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chandler moves to third. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sternweiss. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Sternweiss steals second. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chandler scores. Sternweiss moves to third. Henrich moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 2 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chandler strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lindell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosetti fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 3 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Sushok reaches third base with a triple. Lindell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Joe Gordon. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is walked intentionally. Gus Niearhas pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Nick Etten pinch hits for Frankie Crosetti. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Sushok scores. Niearhas moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Tommy Byrne pinch runs for Nick Etten. Billy Johnson pinch hits for Spud Chandler. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Johnson now playing third base. Snuffy Sternweiss now playing second base. Phil Rizzuto now playing shortstop. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Orville Grove. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henrich. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Henrich steals second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keller strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lindell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Frank Whitman pinch runs for Taffy Wright. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Platt now playing right field. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sushok hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-4 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Johnny Murphy. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Page now pitching. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keller strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Lindell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-5 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels is walked intentionally. Al Gettle now pitching. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Caldwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Michaels moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.